Welcome to the Rennell Top Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media from the Reynolds Media Lab.
Hi, I'm Gracie Gordon, and you're listening to the Rennell Top Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media from the Reynolds Media Lab. I'm here today with Austin Daly, a reporter from the Reynolds Sandbox, and we'll be discussing the election of Eddie Lorton versus Devin Reese for the Reno City Council's at-large seat.
Hi, friends. Reno City Councilman and Vice Mayor Devin Reese here. Thanks for having me, Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce. I'm running for re-election this year and to retain my seat on the City Council because I believe it's important that we continue the positive conversations about Reno's bright future.
I'm a decision maker, but sometimes you get the best opinions from people around you. So me, I always have an open mind. You listen to everybody. And sometimes where you least expect it, somebody will come up with the best idea of all. I went to school here at Glen Duncan. Go over to the playground. A lot of good memories here. And right down over there where they have the playground toys now is where I got my first kiss in the fourth grade.
Hi, Austin.
Hi, how are you doing today, Gracie?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing all right. What do you have in store for us on the segment?
So I know that you interviewed a little bit with Devin Reese. Can you tell us about that interview?
Yes, yeah, so it was kind of interesting. I talked to Devin Reese kind of about the city of Reno's response to COVID and what they're planning to do going forward as the rest of the crisis proceeds. I also brought up his race here with Eddie Lorton. And interestingly enough, though they both try and posit the race as a, a race about, values and, differences between character, Devin Reese, refused to really comment too much on Eddie Lorton. It's saying kind of like old folksy slogans of, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all, that kind of stuff. And so this race has been, particularly tarred by many negative campaigning and accusations, but sometimes it seems like Devin Reese tries to kind of have more subtle, remarks and attacks rather than, going straight on, being as blunt as Eddie Lorton.
Right. Eddie Lorton's kind of taken on like the Donald Trump approach almost to politics, where he has used social media and interviews to call out his opponent and to also call out any negative interviews that have been done about him. How do you think the different approaches are making this election?
Well, I think it's interesting. Eddie Lorton's definitely put a lot of emphasis on being able to talk to his supporters and other voters through Facebook. Actually, as Devin Reese is the actual sitting city councilman, he has a couple hundred to a thousand less Facebook followers actually than Eddie Lorton. And so Eddie Lorton's been able to, prioritize that kind of communication style over, traditional interviews or, TV appearances.
Do you think that because Devin Reese holds the spot that he has now, he has almost an upper hand over Lorton?
Well, there's always, there's always been a lot of research about, the incumbency advantage in, races, but Eddie Lorton has had a lot of exposure in the the city of Reno because of past, races he's ran in 2018, he ran for mayor against Hillary Sheevy. He's, used a lot of the same campaign coloring and, messaging as past times. So I think he's kind of had a lot of community outreach as well over the last couple of years. And like I mentioned before, the social media followers, while not the most important metric, I mean, it does show he does have, some community following here as well.
Do you think that it's significant at all that the Washoe County Republicans backed Eddie Lorton while the Washoe County Democrats backed Devin Reese?
Well, I think it's kind of, interesting as a microcosm of how, all politics is starting to get more, partisan and polarized, but even, here in technically nonpartisan city council races, it's, pretty normal and commonplace and not very controversial to voters for, candidates to be endorsed by partisan political parties. But it is interesting to note that, with two candidates, they're endorsed by, two major parties.
And before we step off, I do just want to talk a little bit about the policy of Devin Reese and of Eddie Lorton. So what can you tell us about Devin Reese's like key issues in this upcoming election?
Well, I think one of the, main, what they would argue is, one of their main concerns in the city is, Devin Reese did talk to me about, their plans, City of Reno's plans to hopefully build a second homeless shelter in Reno, to assist the capacity of the one homeless shelter that we have in the town. Whereas Eddie Lorton, on the other hand, he's argued that, through different grants and different, legal, reasonings, that the Washoe County should actually be managing the downtown homeless shelter instead of the City of Reno, and that the City of Reno should have no financial obligation for that homeless shelter or any kind of homeless, social services going forward. So that is a big divide in the race that doesn't quite nearly get talked about as much as a lot of the, personal scandals and complaints and accusations that have come up on either side about the candidates.
It is pretty interesting how Eddie Lorton is a businessman and is using his skills that he's obtained from running two successful businesses to try and demonstrate how he knows how to handle economic situations, while Devin Reese is a lawyer and is trying to use his experiences from being a lawyer to show that he can support like working families.
Yeah. I mean, I know one of the other major, planks that Eddie Lorton has is trying to, pay down the debt that the City of Reno has acquired, from pre-COVID and during COVID. So he's definitely trying to, posit his business acumen as part of, a policy part that he can take to the City of Reno.
All right. Well, this race will definitely be interesting. Thank you so much, Austin, for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And this is Gracie Gordon again, and you're listening to the Reynolds Hot Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media from the Reynolds Media Lab. Thank you.
Strapped with a mic and a mask, this is the Reynolds Sandbox.
This is my mask voice.
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 So our audio might sound a little bit different.
Thanks, COVID.
Can you hear me?
Unmute your mic.
I think you're on mute.
Hang on, my internet connection is unstable.
But we're still here, bringing you the facts.
Hopefully, you can still hear us.
Keep tuning in.
We're the Reynolds Sandbox.